don't need no protection. Come on, Lord, we don't need attention. Bend your head, take a glass. I know what you're feeling. It's okay, girl. I feel it too. Let it be, baby, breathe. I swear I'm right here. We'll be good. I promise we'll be so good. Yeah. Open your head. Take a glass. Don't be scared. I'm right here. Even though you don't.
And that was The Weeknd with High for This. And yeah, let's talk about movies now.
Yeah, a recent movie I just saw, I think I checked this one out Saturday morning, was Dope. It came out back in, when did it drop?
July of this year.
Yeah, July of this year. It was actually, it premiered at Sundance back in January. Would you consider this a little bit of a sleeper film? I know.
Oh yeah, well, I work at a movie theater back home, and whenever it came out, nobody came to see it, but when I went and saw it, it was one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool movie, real cool idea. It was produced by Forest Whitaker. It was also produced by Pharrell and co-executive produced by Diddy, or Sean Combs, as some people know him.
Oh, so you have A$AP Rocky playing a bigger role in the movie, as well as Vince Staples and Casey Veggies playing minor roles.
Yeah, you want to go a little back and forth about the plot, give some people a little bit of detail, and maybe someone could pick it up on DVD, Blu-ray, or even rent it, check it out.
Yeah, it came out on Blu-ray, I believe, yesterday, actually.
Yeah, so this movie kind of starts out with you meet Malcolm, his two friends, Jib and Diggy. They are all sort of geeks, dweebs in the bottoms of Inglewood, California.
They're really big fans of 90 culture, 90 rap, 90s rap, that kind of stuff. They dress like it.
Yeah, they're big into the words and stuff like that. So that's why a lot of people don't really give them the time of day or kind of mess with them.
They're basically bullied in high school.
Yeah. And the movie kind of goes from all these kids trying to get into college. Malcolm was the main character. He's trying to get into Harvard. So he has to write a speech to get into it. And the movie basically follows him as his plot from going from a normal geek of high school to a drug dealer.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's his life really changes, like does a 180 in just like less than a few days. And yeah, like it, he's just trying to get into college, and that's all he's trying to do, and he has to sell drugs. It's
yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's really good, actually.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a bigger message throughout the whole thing, at the end, he rewrites his speech. He had something to start with a, what was it? It was a literary analysis of Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day.
Yeah, what made it such a good day, I believe.
Yeah.
And yeah, he really, I don't want to give away the movie, but he really changes a lot, and he changes his speech at the end, but we won't get into that too much.
Yeah, and at the end, he really keeps the audience on the edge of their seats. It leaves you with a pretty big cliffhanger, really. You don't know what happened to the main character at the end, if he got into the school, if he didn't.
But I kind of like those endings sometimes. They really close the movie out, I believe, well. Leaves the audience wanting more, but
it's... Yeah. I felt like it was really cool. I mean, I felt like if it would have ended a different way, it wouldn't have had the same feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Just from, like, the whole movie, that ending was really good, I think. It was I wouldn't say perfect, but it was close to it.
Yeah, let's see what else is new out right now. The Martian, I heard really, really good things about that.
Yeah, it's raking in money at the box office, I heard.
Yeah, that has a 93 right now on Rotten Tomatoes. What else is opening this week? You have a release of Goosebumps, the old kid's novel. It's featuring Jack Black, star of Rainbow Road.
Oh, so in the band Tenacious D.
Yeah, what else do we have?
We also have Pan and Hotel Transylvania 2 coming out.
Both those movies look very bad, but I mean, they're making money. Hotel Transylvania 2 pulled in $20
million. I don't know, you want to see this movie, and I believe The Intern's been out now.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a pretty good movie. I'm a big fan of Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway. She used to be Catwoman, so got to give props to that.
Oh, you want to talk about the movie The Walk and what people have been doing in the theater when they're seeing that movie?
Oh, yeah. The Walk is a movie about a tightrope artist played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and it's him attempting a huge stunt, and it has very, very good visuals and just... The effects on this movie are crazy, and it's actually affecting people who have vertigo. So these people, they go into the movie theaters expecting a nice afternoon where they're going to eat some popcorn, maybe have a icy or a slushy. But when they get to a certain scene in the movie, their vertigo starts acting up, and they get queasy and sick to their stomachs and actually can throw up from this movie.
So please, if you have vertigo, don't go see this movie, because I've had to clean up what happens when people do. And for the Apple fanboys, we also have the new Steve Jobs movie coming out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass on that one. That's not my cup of tea.
I mean, it's probably a good movie, but I'll probably see it whenever it comes out on DVD.
Let me see. What could be any movie recommendations for anyone? You can throw one out there. Maybe I'll throw one out there.
Just any movie?
Yeah, any movie you want.
If you're into the horror movie, maybe The Blair Witch Project. I saw that for the first time about back in August. It was very good.
All right, let me think what I can recommend my expertise. You know what? I'm going to recommend Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. This movie came out pretty recent. It was filmed all in Pittsburgh. And you're going to think it's the typical love drama, sad, you're gonna be crying,
just
your girlfriend's gonna be crying,
stars.
And yeah, it's gonna be like T5's, but it's not. It's a funny movie. It has a lot of good heart. I mean, if you're a fan of Parks and Rec, it features the one, the only Ron, also known as Nick Offerman. So I mean, yeah, it's a real good cast. Who else is in it? I think the one kid from Project X, his name is, let me search it up if you have any idea of it.
No, I know who you're talking about. Don't know his name, though.
Oh, it is... I'm honestly stumped on this one. This is a tough one.
Thomas Mann?
Yes, it is. It does feature Thomas Mann and Nick Offerman as the two biggest stars in the movie. Then a bunch of other...
smaller roles?
Yeah, smaller roles, but it all comes together as a cool, cool film. Filmed in Schenley High School, I'm pretty sure. So there's a lot of good shots of Pittsburgh all around the city.
Yeah, no, a lot of newer movies recently have been filmed in Pittsburgh. Thinking back to Dark Knight Rises up until Adventureland, that was filmed in Monroeville and as well as Kennywood. Then you have Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, which is filmed around Pittsburgh. Super 8 was filmed in, not Super 8, my bad. I'm Number 4, that was filmed in my high school, actually. It wasn't that good of a movie, but still.
Yeah, Perks and the Wallflower was filmed throughout the city and at Peters Township. You have the movie Out of This Furnace, which was filmed a little around the east side of Pittsburgh.
That had Christian Bale in it, right?
Yes, it did. And what else was filmed in Pittsburgh recently? Oh, the wasn't the latest Mission Impossible? Was that it?
No.
It was something with Tom Cruise.
It was another Tom Cruise movie. I did see this movie. I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a little bit of a forgettable movie then.
Yeah, it must have been, honestly. It wasn't that bad. Let me see if I can find it here really quick. Any other movies while we're looking here?
Not off the top of my head that came out in the last few years.
It was Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. I think actually one did just come to my head. Two, actually. One, Zach and Mary Make the Porno, which was filmed.
It was
Was that Monroeville?
It was like set in Monroeville. I don't know if it was actually filmed in
set
Monroeville.
Set in Monroeville, filmed in parts of Mount Washington and a few other parts of the city. And She's Out of My League, which was filmed at the airport, at the old Mellon Arena. I think it had a few shots of Market Square, a few shots of Grandview and the overlook of the city. Yeah, but all in all, our city is awesome. I recommend anyone who's listening on campus right now that's not from Pittsburgh. This weekend, there is a Pittsburgh shuttle. A little bit of plug for that. If you're not doing anything better, I think Saturday, there's going to be shuttles running into Pittsburgh. Check out the city, check out Southside, check out Market Square. Just go and do something.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in Pittsburgh. It's a really great city.
Yeah, I mean, come to my house, play with my dog.
Get a nice Italian dinner.
Yeah, I mean, come through.
One more, a big one. Back in 1978, a little known movie called Dawn of the Dead, directed by George A. Romero. It was filmed in Monroeville Mall.
Oh, wow. Speaking of Monroeville Mall, one of my favorite music videos, Senior Skip Day by Mac Miller, was filmed there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that video. It's from his earlier work, but still a good video. Good song.
Yeah, my favorite mixtape, one of my favorite songs, featured one of my favorite movies, Kids. A little bit of a weirder movie, but we can get into that on a different day.
Yeah, not for tonight.
And, John, you want to play something, get a few more songs for the audience?
Yeah, let's see here. How about we play a little All Your Light by Portugal the Man?
Hey, I'm cool with that, and we'll be back.
My body won't work.
And that last song was All Your Light by Portugal the Man. We're going to play a quick promo. Then after that, you're going to hear Island in the Sun by Weezer, our one roommate, Joseph Berkebaus. One of his favorite songs. Going to lead you guys in the weekend to that one. All right.
Hi, this is Michael DeLauro, director of the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Be my love, be my lady, be my lady, other people, other people. cry. The drugs inside your mind got you thinking different. Why you hide it from me? Your inhibitions. Why you crazy, lover? Think that you should be my baby mother. Let me slow it down. Think I'm kinda tripping. Let me know, the fuss and fighting, we should let it go. Let me know, feeling like I need you. I need for you to let me know. Nothing come between us, I need for you to let me know. Everybody looking for that special soul. Is it you? If you think it's true, need to let me know. Maybe let me know, if you're feeling right. You can spend the night, we can go anywhere you like. Nothing got a price, I suppose. That you wasn't quite the type, we'll be doing it for sure. We can keep it on the low, take a load off. Soon as you walk up in the room, take your clothes off. Bed to the floor, baby, you know how I go. Nothing less and nothing more than what we make it. Consummating for a long time, to the condom breaking. Conversations in my head about some hair. You got some commentary for it. I ain't trying to be too forward with you, looking forward to you. Trying to spit a couple kids, maybe mortgage with you. Do it all to get you. So just let me know.
And we are back.
That was Let Me Know by Vince Staples. And now let's do a quick sports update. We have Atlanta losing to New Orleans. Atlanta was 5-0, and New Orleans, I believe, only had one win this season. And they're losing now. And moving on to baseball.
Yeah, in the NLDS, it is currently 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. If you want to tune in to that game, it's on TBS right now. And let me see if I can get a little bit more. Oh, it's actually top nine. Pitching is Jansen for the Dodgers, and at bat is Duda. So if you want to try to catch that while you can, please do it.
And if you're a fan of college football, we have number 18 UCLA facing off against number 15 Stanford. And it's the first quarter with Stanford up 14-3.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that one. Hopefully we can get back to the suite, throw that on for a little before we actually have to deal with our responsibilities for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I have a midterm tomorrow. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, why don't we watch college football, hang out, and do radio shows instead of actually studying for midterms.
Hey, that's how I study.
And you know what? I think it might be a good time to close it. It's 11 o'clock. We apologize for the short show. It was a little bit of a mix-up. We lost a few guests.
We had to start a little later because of other obligations, but...
All in all, if there was anyone listening or anyone checking out the podcast this time, I appreciate you sticking around with Pistol and the Fat Man, Pistol and the John Jara this week. Hopefully you came for some good music, some decent light banter, nothing too heavy.
Hopefully it's a little better than other weeks, but hey, that's your opinion.
And we're going to send you off into the weekend with, what song are we playing?
Lonely Boy by the Black Keys.
And we will see you then. Enjoy it.